So hi, I'm Pat Crosscombe, founder and CEO of Boardspace. Welcome to another edition of The Sidelight. So today I'm here with a very special guest, Bonnie Oakes-Charron, my colleague, friend, co-editor of the Elevator Insiders, and also a governance practitioner. So before we dive into the meat of the podcast, I'd like to give Bonnie a chance to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about her experience as a specialist in governance.
Thank you, Pat. This is great to be here. My background is varied, but it's all about governance, and that's why I choose to call myself a governance specialist. I sit on a board at the moment where I'm the chair of the governance committee, and I also sit on an administrative tribunal. I do some consulting and some writing as well, but it's all about governance at the heart of it. So my background varies from having worked at Parliament to having worked in corporate secretaries' offices in a variety of sectors. And I started life as a librarian in information management. And there's a lot of information management in governance. So it all adds up to working in various capacities today.
Sounds like a fascinating career with lots of twists and turns along the way.
That's for sure.
So Bonnie and I have been sitting down for many months over coffee, always over coffee, and often over cookies as well, talking about the ingredients of good governance. So at our last coffee chat, we talked about using a tool like CliftonStrengths to identify talents and develop into strengths with the goal of improving the performance of directors. So I'm sure that most of my listeners will not be familiar with CliftonStrengths. So I'd love to get some background into CliftonStrengths and how it applies in the context that we've been talking about.
Oh, that's great. This is one of my latest projects. So CliftonStrengths is it's a tool, it's a framework. People have probably heard about Myers-Briggs or DISC or other kind of assessment tools that look at people's personalities and work styles. But CliftonStrengths, I have found to be very special and unique in the way that it assesses people's top 34 talents, natural talents, and then it ranks them and allows you to develop them into strengths. So in governance, it can be a very challenging sector and place to work. So any tools that help us to better interact with people are definitely welcome.
That's for sure, because governance is all about working with people.
That's it. So having done the CliftonStrengths assessment, you get a real feel for where your talents lie. They divide up the 34 talents into four domains, they call them, that range from strategic to executing to influencing and relationship building. So when you do your assessment, you get a really good visual cue from the reports that are done of where your talents lie and where you can kind of develop them and apply them in your governance work.
So what did you find out when you did your assessment?
I found out some very interesting results. I had been expecting to be very high in executing talents because I had worked for many years managing secretariats. But it turned out that most of my top talents were in the strategic category. So it was really interesting to find that out and to begin studying what it meant and how I could apply it in my governance.
So how are you planning on applying this tool in your own governance practice?
Well, I do some consulting, as I mentioned, often in the area of governance education, sometimes in administration and operations. So I've been bringing this tool to my various clients. I've been working in collaboration with a certified CliftonStrengths coach from the Strengths Performance Center here in Ottawa. And he and I have started doing presentations and workshops, and we are giving a workshop this coming weekend at the National Conference for Governance Professionals.
And what are you doing there?
It's a discovery workshop. So people will take their assessment. The people who will be at the conference are a combination of directors and other types of governance professionals like in-house counsel or corporate secretaries, and from all sectors. So there will be nonprofit board directors there as well as private sector board directors. What they do is they take their assessment. They have their reports that give them some information about how their very unique talents show up. And then we go through learning about how they can be applied and how to work with other people that have sometimes very different talents from yourself.
And have you seen any directors get some amazing insights from the results of their assessment and then be able to apply it in real life?
Well, I can talk about myself on that one for sure. My top talent that came out was something called input, which is being curious and always seeking further information. So until I had my results, I didn't realize that this was something that maybe only I did or only some people did. I thought it was just something everyone did. But through studying the Clifton Strengths framework, I've come to realize that leveraging information is actually a talent, and that is something that I can do in my governance work. So I will always be sure to prepare with the right information before a meeting, make sure I have all the information I need at my fingertips. That could be research, it could be best practices, it could be just having mastered the materials that are produced for a meeting so I can ask pertinent questions. But until I took the Clifton Strengths assessment, I didn't realize that it was a talent I could develop. I thought it was just, it was something I did every day, and I thought it was something everyone does every day.
So Clifton Strengths sounds like a really interesting tool, but is this something that you would recommend for a novice director?
Well, there's never any harm with investigating Clifton Strengths because the framework can be used in all aspects of your life. Once you discover your talents, they can be applied in your personal life, your relationships, your family, friends, all of that. So it's possible to start there. But what's more typical is that you'll see in governance, the first thing that you need to learn is what you need to know. So that's usually the basics of what's in a governance education program that usually can be obtained at various, community organizations or that. They're going to teach you the basics of the what. What do you need to know as a board director? From there, you would want to start taking that knowledge and applying it. So in theory, you would have your basic board education and you would start to go out and sit on boards, be involved in your community or on your condo board or other things, and start applying the knowledge that you learned. That's how you develop skill. I would say the third component is the icing on the cake or the Clifton Strengths, which is once you know what you need to know and you're getting into the how do I do it and how do I learn and continue to develop my skills and experience, you can move into refining your self-awareness and really understanding what makes up you as a governor. So when you're sitting at that table, what's unique about what you're going to deliver versus any other director? And that's going to come from understanding your strengths and your values and that kind of thing.
Well, I don't have any experience on nonprofit boards, but certainly my experience with condo boards is that type of education would be particularly useful because I have seen all too often that directors simply disagree. They forget why they're there. They focus on the petty issues and they don't get around to actually doing what they're supposed to do, and that is be directors and make decisions and so on and so forth, because they don't know what they could learn through a tool like Clifton Strengths.
That's it. And actually, I can offer a recent example. I was talking with someone and they said to me, "Oh, you are so calm. It's unbelievable." And at first I thought that was kind of an unusual comment, but then they followed up with, "That's how I know that you're really listening." And I said, "Yes, see, that is one of my top talents at work. It's gathering the input and really focusing on what that person is telling me and listening with kind of all of myself." So that's an example of a very important quality for a director.
So, if you were talking to a group of directors who knew nothing about Clifton Strengths, what would you tell them that would make it obvious to them that this is simply what they must do? Learn more, take a program that would go through a tool like Clifton Strengths with them. If they don't know anything about what it is you're talking about, you've got to somehow create a message that will resonate with them.
I would say this is what's going to differentiate you from any other director. Governance is very competitive. It's very competitive to get onto a lot of boards. And even in the community, sometimes it can be challenging to be appointed to certain boards and committees. Some people have political backgrounds or other things that make their name a very well-known quantity. And in order to compete and be able to receive appointments, there is something that about you that is unique and that is huge potential, and you need to be able to tap into that and communicate it and brand yourself. And I think that the Clifton Strengths assessment is one of those tools that can help directors do that.
But what if you're a condo board director? There's no competition to get on condo boards. Actually, they beg people to join their condo board. What would make sense for that kind of a board?
Well, I think that we can agree that serving on any board probably creates lots of opportunity for challenges to arise. So I would sell someone, no matter what kind of a board you're on, you're likely going to face some difficult situations. And using the Clifton Strengths to really understand your personal strengths and talents, and what it does, it gives you an understanding of how you are going to approach difficult situations. Mm-hmm. And it makes you more confident and capable in those types of areas. So I don't think anyone can go wrong by investing in this type of thing.
No, it sounds like something that I could have used myself. So why is educating directors such a passion with you?
After many years in governance and watching people practice governance, practicing governance myself, I've come to see that governance is about a few things. It's always about information. It's always about processes. And it's about people. And it's when all those three things come together that you get governance. But the most difficult aspect of the three is definitely the people, because people are unpredictable. You can control a lot when it comes to documentation. You can control a lot when it comes to establishing processes. But you can have the best of all of that and still have things go awry in a board meeting. And usually it comes down to the people, their unpredictable behaviors, and interacting together at the board table. So education in this realm, in the Clifton Strengths realm, or other kind of tools that give you greater self-awareness, helps directors to be able to practice by knowing how they behave and how they are likely to behave, and then being able to perceive that others will be acting differently, and how to kind of all work together, knowing that each person is approaching the meeting likely in very different ways.
So before Clifton Strengths, where did directors go to learn about this?
I think that governance is actually just getting to the point where people are starting to think about these things in detail and think about how it applies at the board table. So of course, people have always brought what they've learned in their previous careers, but I think there's a lot of room for growth. And Clifton Strengths is one such tool. There's probably others. But I would encourage all directors to really think about their work style and their talents, and think about how to apply them as they go to board meetings or other types of governance settings to practice their craft.
Well, that is certainly great advice. And of course, you won't get any argument from me as to how important governance is. And certainly we've talked at great length what happens when governance goes awry and people simply can't make decisions, or they won't make decisions, but that's another topic, perhaps another podcast.
Definitely.
At some point later, we could go on forever. But Bonnie, I want to thank you very much for sharing your insights with me.
You're welcome.
And I hope to connect with you again on the podcast at a later date. We can talk about other important topics.
Sounds great. Anytime.
Until next time, bye for now.